What if the secret to success was understanding exactly how to fail? In 1985, Donald Coe stood before the world to announce one of history's greatest corporate blunders, the replacement of Coca-Cola's century-old formula with New Coke. The public outcry was immediate and overwhelming. Yet rather than destroying the company, this spectacular failure ultimately strengthened the brand when Coe humbly admitted the mistake and brought back the original as Coca-Cola Classic. This experience forms the backbone of Coe's business philosophy, which transformed Coca-Cola's market value from $4 billion to $145 billion during his tenure. Through his lens, we discover that understanding failure's mechanisms might be our greatest tool for achieving lasting success. America was built on risk-taking, from Columbus's voyage to the Declaration of Independence, which Franklin noted would result in everyone's hanging if unsuccessful. We descend from resilient risk-takers who survived incredible odds. As lives grow comfortable, however, the temptation to avoid risks increases, a disease of success that can strike early in careers. Consider Xerox's cautionary tale. After revolutionizing offices with the 914 copier, Xerox researchers invented the personal computer with graphical interface and mouse. Yet leadership failed to capitalize on this innovation, losing a 5-year head start to Apple and Microsoft. The box guys at headquarters were too comfortable with existing success to risk innovation. At Coca-Cola, Robert Woodruff demonstrated extraordinary risk-taking during the Great Depression. While others slashed budgets, he circumvented his board to establish the Coca-Cola Export Corporation and raised advertising budgets. This boldness enabled Coca-Cola to expand to over 200 countries and even help popularize our modern image of Santa Claus. Truly inflexible people aren't merely avoiding risks. They're so convinced they have the formula for success that they cannot see any other way forward. For decades, Coca-Cola executives viewed their iconic green bottle as inseparable from their product, ignoring changing consumer preferences while Pepsi gained market share with larger bottles. Only in 1955, facing declining sales, did Coca-Cola finally introduce new sizes. Henry Ford, after revolutionizing manufacturing with the Model T, refused to adapt when General Motors began offering variety. His famous statement that customers could have any color so long as it's black exemplified the inflexibility that cost Ford its market leadership. Similarly, IBM nearly collapsed in the early 1990s because it couldn't adapt from mainframes to personal computers. Only when Lou Gerstner arrived as CEO and declared, "The last thing IBM needs is a vision," did the company begin transforming into a services-focused business. Want to fail spectacularly? Create an executive fortress with grand offices and guards. Never leave except to visit other bubbles. Surround yourself with yes men who filter what you hear. Successful leaders take the opposite approach. Cessna's Dwayne Wallace knew thousands of employees by name and details about their families. At Coca-Cola, Keogh avoided planned tours, making random stops for direct conversations with employees. During World War II, Churchill created a special office to bring him bad news, demanding unvarnished truth, while Hitler remained delusionally confident. As John le Carré noted, a desk is a dangerous place from which to view the world. Isolation breeds fear that stifles creativity and honesty throughout organizations. When leaders lose touch with frontline realities, they make decisions based on fantasies rather than facts, creating resentment that leads to unionization, talent exodus, or malicious compliance that erodes the business. Destructive leaders never admit problems, hide mistakes, and blame others when things go wrong. In contrast, Warren Buffett openly acknowledges errors in Berkshire Hathaway shareholder letters, explaining what went wrong and lessons learned, transforming mistakes into learning opportunities while building trust. Coca-Cola's 1999 Belgian crisis demonstrates the danger of denial. When schoolchildren fell ill after drinking Coke products, executives insisted nothing was wrong despite medical evidence. This delayed response forced the largest product recall in company history, severely damaging their European brand. Keo learned this lesson personally when he initially rejected a major East German investment. Only after visiting at a colleague's insistence did he recognize the opportunity, leading to a billion-dollar investment crucial for Coca-Cola's global growth. The antidote is intellectual humility, recognizing that regardless of intelligence or experience, you don't have all the answers. As Justice Holmes noted, certitude is not the test of certainty. How often do you admit when you're wrong? When was the last time you changed your mind about something important? Trust forms the essential foundation of any business. Keo's father, Leo, a cattle broker during the Depression, built his success on a reputation for honesty. This taught Keo that being trusted to be forthright, honest, and fair was the most valuable quality in business. In recent years, many executives developed fuzzy ethical boundaries. The question shifted from, is it right, to, is it legal, to, can we get away with it, leading many to disgrace and imprisonment. From the Panic of 1792 to the subprime mortgage crisis, business scandals consistently spawn new regulations, yet ethics cannot be legislated. When Coca-Cola discovered migrant workers in terrible conditions, CEO Paul Austin implemented comprehensive reforms, including clinics, increased wages, and worker-governed community organizations, not because of public relations, but because it was right. The obsession with celebrity has become one of modern life's unhealthiest aspects, with executives seeking magazine covers and flaunting wealth. Growing up in the Midwest, where even prosperous farmers downplayed their status, Keo learned to be wary of media that either excessively praised or criticized him. Nothing great in the world has been accomplished without passion, said Hegel. In business, happiness comes from finding what you love and pursuing it with unadulterated desire. Warren Buffett tap dances to work, a philosophy Keo shares. Real work isn't always fun. It's often hard and exhausting. But passion for solving problems gets you moving. Every truly successful person Keo met expressed genuine passion for their work. They couldn't imagine doing anything else. Think daily about what your customers want. There are no market segments, only people with faces. For years, Keo kept a photo in his office of a harried woman with a shopping cart and crying child captioned, "This is your consumer." Many companies claim people are our most important asset, but few truly believe it. A Towers Perrin survey found over 35% of employees worldwide feel disengaged. For good employees, the opportunity to be part of something inspiring matters more than money or power. Dreams require more than wishing. You must internalize them, visualize success, and grow into them. In every job, act as if it's your last and leave it better than you found it. Don't fear criticism from cynics. They often dismiss higher, more idealistic goals others don't yet see. As Shaw said, all progress depends upon the unreasonable man.